Napoli podcast. That's Ralph Pizarro of Calcio Napoli Club. Just rant about Napoli.
Let's go for it.
We're going to rant. We're going to match report. We're going to talk about the games. We're going to talk about topics. You leave comments and we'll read your comments out, question.
All right. Quick stats.
Yes. Throw the stats up there. On to a nice little segment that we're going to call the Beast of the Match.
The who is beasting it for the Napoli team? Let's see.
But follow us on Facebook. Raffaele Rispo, Ralph Pizarro. Twitter at RafaNapoli83. That's me.
CNC USA 26.
I want some feedback to the show. What do you guys want to see? What do you want to see more less of? This is going to be a show for you guys, too. I want a lot of comments.
We want to rant about something. Let us know if you want us to rant about something.
I promise you, we're not going to agree on everything all the time.
We won't.
We're going to yell at each other every now and then.
Come and rant. This is what it's for. We want to give you a space to let loose so you can do it here.
Well, that's going to do it, Ralph. You know, were we boring enough for you?
I don't know. I think we were great.
Let's get to it.
Madonna do Carmen, aiutici tu.
Benvenuti, fellas and bellas, to another edition of the Raf and Raf Rant. Raf Arispo here, flying solo again. My man, Ralph Pizarro, just a busy man lately. Busy man, and it's all good. It's all good. It's a very, very, very encouraging to know that he's back to work, that he's doing his thing. And guys, I just, listen, I know it's late. Normally, we're on at 7. Normally, we're on at 6, 5:30. Today, we were scheduled to have a guest with us, and it just didn't fall through. It fell through the cracks. Things didn't happen. You know, Raf Pizarro got a little busy. I was a little behind. Guest was behind. Just didn't work out, but don't worry about it. We'll do it again. And you know what? I just was, caught up in doing some stuff. I figured, let me come on here and just kind of wrap. I mean, I know yesterday we had the post match and, I watched it again a couple times and I thought to myself, you know what? There's a few things I either didn't address or, didn't address in enough, in detail. And maybe today's a chance for me to reconcile that. You know, I really wanted to, what I failed to do big time yesterday was talk about the goal that was scored by Osimhen and what led to it. I mean, just an amazing goal. Total team goal, at least 10 touches. I mean, just getting stuck in, and never giving it up. And look, I mentioned Koulibaly yesterday and he came through in attack, and just that back heel was just, I mean, stuff of legends. And it was just, I can't believe I didn't talk about it. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about Chucky. Let's talk about Insigne. Let's talk about the Di Lorenzo goal that wasn't given. Let's talk about what's coming up. Sparta, Legia, Roma, the league. Let's just talk about anything. I'll commit to about a half hour, 45 minutes, you guys. I just want to say thank you to everybody that's in with me. I see you guys chirping on the chat here. I just got to go through it. Michael Simi, thank you very much for being here. You guys wait for New York to win. I'm not sure what you're talking about there, buddy. Leafs should have won. Matthews. The Rangers. That's right. Vincenzo Bello, come stai, Vincenzo Bertillo? And Bizarro is in with us. Yeah, Bizarro. Dude, I can send you the link, and if you can make it in, that'd be great. Depending on what you're doing, I know you're busy though, brother, so no worries. What else we got here? We got Cliff Esmiol is in with us today. What's going on, Cliff? FIFA is giving me Ajda, and seeing you, my man, makes me a lot happier. Dude, that's because, are you as good as you really are? You really say you are, brother? Come on. You put a smile on my face, too, every single day, Cliff. Thank you very much. Mike Simi asked me if I follow hockey. Very, very, very little. I mean, I was actually in a Calcio Personalities hockey fantasy league last season, and I did not join it this year. I'm not sure why, but you know, very little. I mean, I'm a Rangers fan. I do love the Rangers. Don't get me wrong. But when it comes to like my team order, Rangers are not very, very high, as you know, as high as the Mets or, I mean, Napoli are my love, my number one love, you know. Yes, Rafi, I will send you the link. Cliff saying he's good at FIFA. The game's just annoying. Yeah, sure. Of course. Say whatever that gets you through the night. Ivano Cardone, a Romanista, I can see. How do you see the Roma game coming up, and how dependent is Napoli? Today's Napoli on Osimhen. Okay, so I don't think Napoli are super Osimhen dependent. I mean, obviously, he's the one scoring the goals right now, but it's not like we can't score goals. And there's something that kind of resonated with me. You know, when I listened to Serie A sit down this morning with Richard Carman, Frank Curvelo, and Frank said something that made sense that I was thinking while he said it. You know, Osimhen dependent, yeah, but the players have to get him the ball, and that was an issue. That was sort of an issue last season, and this season it's not that much of an issue. I feel like he's getting the ball, you know, and it's because he's being serviced the ball. So, you know, all around team effort. I mean, look at the goal yesterday. It wasn't just, you know, it was a play that Osimhen was ready for, but the play was done up by the team. I mean, you saw Lozano take the ball all the way to the left, you know, try to cross it in. The cross gets, you know, intercepted, and then, you know, the clearance gets blocked out by Elmas, who gets, you know, jumps up to have it hit his back right to Osimhen. But look at the play. You had Mertens, Chuki, Osimhen, Mertens again. You know, like the buildup of the play was just as important as the Osimhen's goal, you know. And then also, you know, a shoulder length prevented Di Lorenzo from getting a goal yesterday on a service by Madureira on a free kick. So I don't think they're extremely Osimhen dependent. As we know Napoli to be a goal-scoring team, they're going to find ways to score goals, even if Osimhen's not playing. I mean, you know, in the couple games Osimhen didn't play this season, Napoli have won and have taken care of business. So, you know, I'm not too worried about Osimhen, you know, Napoli being too Osimhen dependent. But, you know, the Roma game I can see being a great one. You know, Mourinho has Roma playing really well. You know, even in the loss against Juve, I think they played good. They showed character. Tammy Abraham, I love Tammy Abraham. Very good player. Pellegrini's awesome. It's a good team. I like the team. It's going to be fun. And this could be the game we drop the points. But I'm not going to go ahead of myself, and I'm not going to jinx it, because I really feel like Napoli is on fire right now. So Mike saying I missed a good game between the Rangers, I guess it was. What else do we got here, man? Okay, yeah. Bertillo saying Osimhen is the focal point, but we have a great supporting cast, as everybody knows. Fran, my man, Fran, buonasera, Rafa. Halloween drip coming soon, my man. Yeah. Yeah, it's coming. It for sure is coming. That's for sure. I ordered mine today. Thank you. I woke up today to see Francesco had realized that there was a restock, either a restock or they just didn't stock all of it yesterday, what have you. But I got me some Halloween drip. It's on its way. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's see what else we got today. Right now, Sereno is in here. I want to see Sereno. How worried are you about Lozano walking off the pitch to the dressing room yesterday? You think it could cause a rift in the dressing room? I don't think it's going to cause a rift in the dressing room. I think that the players that have experienced that are past that at this point. I don't think that that's going to be a problem for us. No, I think that they're going to get over it. Hopefully Spalletti was able to convey to Chuki what he was doing. Because I mean, like it or not, it made sense, you know. It's not like he was being punished or whatever. I mean, I feel like it was a complete, it was just a complete, you know, move to take care of the last 6 minutes of the match. You know, and you got to be on. But I said this yesterday to Gilberto. I said you got the manager has to have the players, you know, on board with everything we do. You know what I mean? We have to be able to convey to the public, or not the public, but to the players that we're, you know, this is what we're doing. This is why we're doing it. So don't take it too personally. I mean, there's so much season left to play. So much season. I can't stress that enough. Chuki will get his time. He's going to start. I believe he's going to start against, you know, against Legia. You know, it's just, I mean, it sucks because, yeah, he came in and he only played 30 minutes. But at the same time, you know, Spalletti is a team, is a manager that's going to do what he has to do to get the job done, no matter what it costs. I mean, he saw Torino pressing. Torino had their fair share of set pieces left to play, you know, and it just made the most sense at the time. I mean, given the subs he'd already made, the players that had already come off, you know, people will say, well, Osimhen could have came off. He played the whole game. Maybe you're right. But at the same time, Osimhen is tall and can defend those plays on the set piece. It's just, you know, don't take it so personal. I mean, in the heat of the moment, I get it, because you're wondering why, you know. So the look he gave when he came off the pitch, so my cousin and I were watching, and we were like, oh, he's, you know, I thought he was hurt for a minute. And then he goes, oh, no, he's pissed. And he was pissed. And then even the fact that he you know, was told by Insigne, don't go anywhere, stay here, you know, celebrate with us. And he didn't. He went to the locker room. I thought it was in poor taste, poor class. But at the same time, I'm not knocking him, because I know at the time he had no idea what was going on. He went off the other side. He went to the dressing rooms. Hopefully they had a chat today. You know, they were training again today. So, you know, I'm pretty sure he didn't miss training. I didn't see anything that said he missed training. So he's training. I think everything's going to be fine. I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about it. It's not something that frightens me to the least. This isn't a mutiny issue. Vincenzo Ciro will be marking his territory at the corner flag in Roma once again. I hope so, my friend. I hope so. But I do have a nice little surprise for everybody joining us via the road, and he's Rafin driving, and I'm gonna shit all over him for this, guys.
I pulled over.
All right. What's up, my man?
What's going on, Rafa? Thank you for coming on tonight.
Hey, listen, man. You know, it's late, but we got a good amount of people in the chat. Everybody's cool.
I saw.
Yeah, man. And we're testing your phone capabilities now, aren't we? You're not in the studio. You're in the
Android. You know.
Dude, I have the same hoodie that you have. Mine's a zip up. I don't see you in street gear normally.
Yeah,
I know.
I'm using some kind of drip or something on the show, right? But that's cold tonight in New York. So
it is. Well, dude, it's even colder. I mean, I know the city is the city and it's congested, but it's cold up here, man. Take it, add 10 degrees up this way, or minus 10 degrees anyway. But anyway, Ralph, so before you came on, we were just talking about how Chuki reacted to the substitution yesterday. I want to get your thoughts on that. Why don't you chime in before we continue with the chat and questions and all that stuff. What do you think about Chuki, and where do you – where do you stand on this issue?
I think, again, I was watching a little bit of it before I got on, and it was, again, it was Spalletti's call. I think Lozano maybe at first thought, why me? Maybe for a moment, but I heard at that at the end of the game they spoke and everything was fine. So I think it was just a coach's decision to maintain the 1-0 advantage, and that was it. It was just a defensive move. So nothing to really be mad about. Chucky's right. Gonna get his moments. He had a post yesterday.
Okay. You know,
Rafa, on the prediction league for the podcast prediction, we did. I did 3-0.
Did you? Yesterday. Okay, I did 2.
We had a disallowed far from Vesuvius penalty and a post by Chuck. You know, so.
It should have been 3, maybe 4. Yeah, man, that's a good point. Man.
So we came close, and Chucky, you know, he had that post with. But either way, we had to win the game, and that's what happened. I think that was we were able to get 1 goal, and I think we had to hold it there. If that means sacrificing Chucky, then so be it, you know. But he'll that's be all right.
Vincenzo saying Chucky's a beast. Let's unleash him against Roma.
Yep.
Well, I mean, like I said, I think he's definitely going to play. He's definitely going to play more. I can 100% see him starting against Legia Warsaw on Thursday. You know, that's how I feel. I think he'll start, you know, that's for sure.
He should. Yeah. Even at an energy standpoint, you know, like we got a game every 3 days, Rafa, more or less now coming up.
Yeah, basically. Yep.
We're going to have to utilize these players. Well, like Spalletti's definitely going to have to decide how to manage this. I think it's important.
Cugino Luca says, in Spalletti we trust, right, man? In Spalletti we trust. He knows what we're doing.
Right. So
he knows what we're doing. He also says it's cold down here in Miami, too. 76. Yeah.
76?
Bro, 76, they're wearing hoodies like you. And you know, that's
be in my shorts.
Yeah, right.
Thank
you. Fran Valenti, any chance Lobotka challenges for starting spot again when he's 100%? I can't see it at the moment. Anguissa playing too well. Yeah, I agree. I agree. But I feel like this Europa League tie will be the telltale sign. Like, we'll be able to tell where our priorities lie in this match, because I mean, we're going up against Legia, who has 2 wins in the group, leads the group with 6. We only have 1 along with Leicester City, and we need those points to pass the turn here, you know, to carry on in the Europa League. But do we risk sitting Anguissa to start Lobotka, who needs the minutes, or do we go out, you know, for this group stage win? What do you think, Ralphie? What do you think?
Man, well, as far as Lobotka goes, and then I might have to close it here. My phone's about to die. I didn't realize.
Oh, no, it's all good.
As far as Lobotka goes, as far as him getting back into the team, it really depends on health, and because I think right now, when Anguissa and Fabian Ruiz and even Elmas and Deme, it's like I feel like he's on the back of the line, but he'll probably get his moment. Hopefully, we stay healthy, and he won't. But like he'll probably get some time, especially in Europa, Coppa Italia, things like that. You know, maybe we'll see him a little bit more.
I hear you, buddy. Yeah, I'm okay with him not starting in this next match. You can't just throw him into the Wolves. Well, again, we need win. Like, if we had won the first 2 games,
right?
Maybe we go ahead and start him and see how he does. But I think right now, I think it's not a good idea.
Yeah,
you know, check it out.
I can
do things now. I got this over the middle banner here. Check it out. See our middle banner.
All right.
I'm learning. I'm learning, Ralphie. I'm learning. My man, so listen, be careful. Don't drive in Raf, like I said.
Don't drive. Good to see you
Pasquale knows. Pasquale knows. Safety first. All right.
Shout out to everybody in the chat, man. Thanks for coming by. It's been a crazy week, crazy weekend, you know, so, but we'll be back at it. And
for sure.
Thanks for having me on.
For sure, my man. No doubt. I'll see you soon. We'll talk soon, yeah?
All right, Bello. Ciao, guys.
All right. Ciao. Okay, let me get the middle banner out of the way so it's not going across my face. What a guy. That's right, Cliff. What a guy. He's a guy, dude. He's a good guy. Ralph Pizzotto. Hard-working Ralph Pizzotto. That's what I call him now, you know? Yes, sir. All right, hitting the chat back up. Let's see. Mike Simi says that Zielinski should be dropped. In my opinion, he's been bad these past couple games. Listen, I'm going to segue that into the Insigne penalty kick thing. I'm going to kind of reverse my take on the Insigne penalty kick. I had a take yesterday that he should not be forced to drop it, but he should, as the captain, drop it. That was my take. I'll touch on Zielinski right now, that he should be dropped. I don't see an issue with starting Mertens in that spot for a little bit. You know, just to kind of like make Zielinski aware that, you know what, we have Dries Mertens that can play in that spot. We have Elif Elmas that can play in that spot. You know, pick it up a little bit. But not saying that I don't think he's just having a bad couple games. It happens. Players have bad seasons. I think he's fine. I think he'll be fine. Just got to get over it. You know, the whole team as a whole is playing great. So, you know. Sedano saying Demi Andris needs minutes. It's true. Very true. He goes, Demi Andris needs to get integrated in the squad before AFCON, which does make a lot of sense. Vincenzo, we must heavily rotate on Thursday. Mertens, Petagna, and Elmas, Demi, etc. need to get in there. I sort of agree. Sedano, very important. I get it. I get it. I agree because it's you know, listen, Serie A is, you know, we're perfect in Serie A. You know? So I get it. But I'm not for giving up the Europa League. I'm not. And we need wins. We need wins in that tournament. So I'm okay with a semi-heavy rotation. I just want to be smart before Roma, yes. But we have to win. I mean, listen, Napoli's B-side should be Legia Warsaw. That's the fact of the matter, especially that we're in at the Maradona. We're not in Poland for this one. We're at the Maradona. Napoli's B-side should be Legia Warsaw. But we need certain players out there to make sure it happens, you know? And it's not like if these guys don't start, they won't get in. They're going to get in. They're going to get minutes. So, you know, and that's either way. So, you know what? I'm not surprised to see any lineup from Spalletti. I do think Medet will start, you know. But let's touch on this Insigne issue. So Insigne has missed 4 out of 6 penalties this season, right? And as a real captain, Mike Simi says that there is a real captain, he should step up and just keep taking pens. He needs to just smash that ball. Yes. He just needs to smash it the way he does. That's it. I'm going to change my take because, like I said, I told you he should give it up. I don't think he should give it up. Insigne has missed. It's actually 3 out of 5 this season. It's 4 out of 6 in the year of 2021. But before that, Insigne had only missed 3 penalty kicks in his entire professional career. 3. And he has 29. Is it 29? It's something crazy like that. Penalty kick goals in his career. I'm looking it up as we speak, guys, so pardon the silence. But total penalties missed in his career is 9. He's missed 9 penalties in his career. And like I said, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them have been in 2021. The first one was the Supercopa against Juve in January. The second one, and that was the loss. And then the next four were in Serie A. The next one was last season against Fiorentina in a 2-0 win. And then in this season, it's been three. So 3 of 5 this season. Against Venezia in a win, Fiorentina again in a win, and Torino yesterday in the win. So, yes, while Insigne has missed 3 penalty kicks in Serie A this season, they've all come with wins. And then, like I said, it was actually 3 penalty kicks that he missed in top flight division football. And the first one he ever missed was in Serie C playing with Foggia. And they won that game too. 14-15 season Serie A, he missed against Buffon in a 3-1 loss to Juve on May 23rd, 2015. And then in 16-17, the Champions League against against Besiktas in a loss 3-2 at the San Paolo. And then in 18-19, on March 3rd, against Juve in a loss 2-1. So Buffon, between Buffon and Chesney, they have his number. But I'll tell you what, only 3 in with Napoli in Serie A or in Champions League before this mess of penalty kicks. He has 32 penalty kick goals in his professional career. Now, guys, should he really sit down for the penalties? I don't think so. You know, when Spalletti said yesterday that Insigne is going to take the kicks, you know, who's going to take the next kicks? Okay, it'll be Insigne, then it'll be the Scunizza from Napoli, then it'll be the Capitano. You know, like, there's something like that. Something crazy funny like that. I'm with Spalletti. I've changed my mind and I'm with Spalletti. He's the captain. He needs to get his head right. He needs to do it. If he's going to graciously give the penalties up, it should be while he's in a good mood about it and not going to sulk about it and think to himself, oh man, I missed the penalties and I lost it. No. He's got to score these penalty kicks. That's also why the reason why I would be okay with Jorginho stepping aside for Italy is because we have Insigne that could take him, you know? So I'm not very concerned with anymore anyway with Insigne. He's had a bad couple games with it comes to the penalties, but I'm not, you know, listen. I'm not worried about it. Vincenzo says those guys should still get the job done for us. I'm guessing he's talking about the bench players. Europa League is where they can experiment with the lineup. Okay, Sereno, I get it. You're right. Try something new. I understand. But at the same time, we need to win. Again, if we had a tie and a win, if we beat Spartak Moscow, then I'd be 100% for it. I'm not 100% for it. I'm probably like 65% for it. Not 100. Not yet. Get these wins, and then we can take care of that. None of this soft tap from Mike Lisi. Venezia times 2. I'm not sure what that means. He only missed one. Oh, no, he took 2, but he made 1. So, and then he hit the rebound. No, Lozano did. I'm sorry. We still scored on one of the penalties that he did miss. So, you know what I mean? So, in those three penalties that he missed, the one penalty he missed, we scored he scored in another one and we won. And then in the other penalty we missed, he missed. Lozano got the rebound and put it in. So, you know, it's not like we're dropping points because of it right now. We're just not. It's not like we have any other standout penalty kick takers. Well, Osimhen is about, I think Osimhen's like 7 of 9 from the penalty spot in his career. I think he could take it. I also feel someone else yesterday said Fabian. I think that's a good shout. Could probably do it. But you're right. I mean, historically, it's Insigne that should be the one who takes it. He's the penalty guy. Zeno, what's up, my friend? Insigne got to work through it. A lot of season left. He's the guy. That's true. That Supercopa miss. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That hurt. I mean, for a small trophy that nobody gives a shit about, that one hurt big time. Big time. Really did. See me back in. But Insigne has his bad moments. He will rise again like last year. So I'm not worried. Even if Spalletti has to sit him to get his head right, then I'm all for it. Yeah, head right? I don't know. I mean, that's a bit much. I think his head's fine. You know, like you see him celebrate after the games, even after taking a seat, you know, as a sub. I think he's okay. I think he'll be fine. I love Insigne's work ethic, though. He's always tracking back. No winger traces back like Insigne tracks back, I think you're trying to say. And does he and he makes up for it. Yes, he does. Coincidence, Vincenzo says he's missing so much more with the contract being up soon. Ooh, that's a good question. I'm wondering if the contract is in the back of his mind. Like, I mean, the way he celebrates and the way he, you know, loves loves up on Osimhen and, you know, leads the charge. You would not think that his contract is in the back of his head, but maybe the misses are telling another tale. You know, could be. Can't dispel that for sure. Sereno, who misses penalties, are the ones who have the courage to take them. Forza Capitano. Love that, Sereno. Love that. But Insigne's mentality is growing stronger. Mike Simi is like writing a book, brother. You are writing a book, and I love it. Like, I got to piece all of these together. I got to figure out how to, like, get it all, like, one by one stacked up against each other. But Insigne's mentality is growing stronger, and that's from the Euros and a new coach, like, against Venezia. First missed first penalty, then had the balls to take it again. He's slowly manning up, yes. I mean, you could tell the frustration that he had, Jesuso in the Bible, yeah. You could tell he was frustrated about the miss, for sure, 100% frustrated. I mean, every fan was frustrated, that's for sure. We were all frustrated. We were calling for his head for a minute. I didn't think he had a terrible game. I didn't think he played great either, though. But we'll see. You know, guys, we are approaching. Wow, we're actually just hit the half-hour mark. I'll stay on for a couple minutes more, see if anybody else wants to get in on the chat. But if anybody else has anything to say, any sort of, like, just thoughts in your head, questions or whatever, I'm here for a couple of minutes. It's an open forum. I'm ranting. I'm raving. I'm going. I'm doing it. Simi comes back in and says when he got subbed off yesterday, he was pissed. But it's good he's pissed because he had a bad game. I want him to be happy that he had a bad game. I'm not sure what you mean by him being happy that he had a bad game, but I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. Yeah, guys, we are off to play Legia Warsaw at the Maradona. It's an important game in my estimation. You guys can say whatever you want, but I think it's very important that we get the 3 points here. Very important. It's very important to our season. Once again, we lose or tie this game, we're probably not winning the group. And if we don't win the group and finish second or third, we're playing in February. And I don't want to play UEFA competition in February. I want to wait till March because we got too much going on with AFCON. And then let's not forget, on top of that, something that I mentioned on the Far From Vesuvius podcast before the Torino game, CONCACAF has a qualifier in January, late January, early February. They play three games. And it's not an international break. So what the hell is going to happen? If anybody has an answer for that, because I'd like to know, what's going to happen there? That's a conflict because those are three important matches that Mexico have to win. And I'm pretty sure Chucky's going to want to be there. And I'm pretty sure the manager is going to want to call up his best players. Is it an MLS sort of deal where like they can only play like MLS players? Like, because then you got the U.S. and Canada who have primary players on European teams that are not looking forward to letting them go at the end of January, February, and then have to let them go again in March because March is the scheduled you know, the scheduled FIFA international break. You don't have another break after this, after November until March. But CONCACAF has World Cup qualifying. Mexico play the U.S. and Canada. I'm almost positive it's three matches. I'll look that up. But yeah, what's going to happen with that? Like, obviously, see, and here's another thing that upsets me. And like I'm all for international. Trust me. I'm all for the international game. But why are you, because CONCACAF used to play a hexagon. It used to be six teams, so 10 matches. You know, you play each team twice. You're playing 10 matches. They increased it to eight teams. Now we got to play, you know, 12 matches. Or was it 14 matches, right? Yeah, because you play seven teams each twice. 14 matches. Why? In a COVID year. Why are you doing that now? What's that about? You know, you add the amount of teams, you play more games. Why are you doing that? Plus, now you have the Nations League, too. I mean, you know, the Nations League, you know, it replaces the friendly, and I get it. Fine. But why are you increasing the final? Because it used to be six. They didn't increase the number of teams that make it. You're just letting down more nations by not making it. Like, what's up with that? Now, I guess now this has created the late January, early February fixture. Unless it's already been a thing and I'm missing that, someone can tell me in the chat. That might be a CONCACAF guy. I mean, Simi's from, you know, and Bertillo also, you guys are from Canada. You guys follow Canada more than I follow the U.S. I promise you that. So maybe you guys can let me know what's going on with that, because that just boggles my mind. And I'm not willing to let Chucky go to World Cup qualifying. Again, I'm all for international play. Go play with your national team. Have a good time. Insigne, Di Lorenzo, and Medet winning the Euros for me was such a high for them that they brought that attitude back to the team. I want that for an African nation. I want all four teams, Algeria, Cameroon, Senegal, and Nigeria, to be in the semifinals so that these guys can have a chance to win. Like, selfishly, not so that they can come back earlier, but if they are, and one of our players is going to come back with the African Cup of Nations championship under his belt, that's going to, especially if it's, you know, Osimhen, forget it. It's going to make his morale skyrocket even more. I'll always go back to when Diego Maradona won the World Cup in 86 for Argentina and came back and took the Scudetto in 86, 87. It's, for me, that it only was the beginning of the success at Napoli, which obviously timeline shows it was, but you know, he's reached the pinnacle of international football. Now he's got to go get it at the club level, and he got it. So I feel like that's the case with Insigne in Italy, and could be for Osimhen and the African crew at the AFCON. But I'm not okay with Lozano leaving when no one else gets to leave, especially while, because that's going to run right into the AFCON. So we could potentially lose Lozano too? No, I'm not with it. So help me, guys. Let me know. I know I've gotten some comments in here. I'm going to read them. But let me know what your take is on that, and let me know how, if somebody knows the deal, like if certain players are not allowed to be called up, if players can reject, if teams and clubs and owners and management can turn down a player from going during a non, you know, regular international break. Let me know what that's about, guys, because I don't know. So Zach is in here saying Insigne always had a sensitive mind, but he's also the recipient of most scrutiny, and I believe that it's heavy. Weight on his shoulders is heavy when you're a Napolitan Scudinizzo who's become the captain of Napoli. You're definitely in the eye. You know, the eyes are watching for sure. With Ospina the rightful choice, could Medet push to leave in January? No, I don't think Medet's going to leave in January, but I can see him possibly leaving in the summer. I mean, I'm sure he's going to want to start more regularly. And if gun to the head, I got to get rid of one, I'm getting rid of Medet. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't see him leaving in January, but I don't think it's going to happen at all. But yeah, gun to the head, it's Ospina that stays for me. I'm sorry, guys. I'm saying I'd rather him be mad. Oh, this is talking about Insignia. Then yeah, I'd rather him be mad that he had a bad game when he got subbed off. Yes. Yes. Yes, then be mad because of something stupid and selfish. I get it. Right. Fran, how do you predict Roma set up tactically for a sit back and counter? I mean, yeah, they do that well. They do that well. But yeah, I think so, Fran. I think they're gonna try to sit back and counter. But here's the thing with our defense, man. They get back quick. They do. Defense gets back in shape really fast, so I'm not worried about whatever they try to do, honestly. I mean, and now, I don't know if anybody knows what the situation is with Zaniolo. He came off injured. I'm sure it's no structural damage. I know that it's like nothing serious, but I know he was out, and I'm sure he might be out for the next game. So, you know, I'm not 100% what's going on with him, but he could miss the next game. So who knows? Mike Seamy says, well, we don't have North American players, but Lozano, so shit. yeah, well, I mean, that's it. We have Lozano, and I'm not willing to, like I said, I'm not willing to lose Lozano during this, you know, can't. But that's the thing. Mike, is I'm wondering if that's a thing. Like, does he have the power to say, no, you can't go? And would he want to do that? I mean, again, right now we're already talking about a little bit of a sensitive issue with Lozano. You know, does ADL telling Lozano, no, you can't go to play for Mexico, does that sort of ruin things, you know? I don't know what to think. Pasquale Napolitano, didn't FIFA say that teams could not send their players? I mean, I don't know. I'm asking you. I don't think FIFA have the power to, or I don't think FIFA gave the clubs the power to tell their players that they can't go. But during an international, during a non-inter, again, this is a set of matches during a non-international break. Nobody else is playing World Cup qualifying. UEFA is not playing World Cup qualifying in January and February. They're not. I guess Mexico have a friendly against Ecuador coming up next Wednesday. That for sure he's not going to. That I can tell you with confidence as a fact, he's not going there for that. But yeah, November 12th, USA, November 16th, Canada. Two matches. I'm sorry, that's November. So those are regularly scheduled internationals. We're talking about in January and February. That's what we're talking about. So in November, you play the US and you play Canada, teams that are second and third in qualifying. What if Mexico don't get the results they want from those games and need to win those games in January, in January 27th, 30th, and February 2nd? Three matches against Jamaica, Costa Rica, and Panama. Then there's three more in March, which again is a regularly scheduled international break, USA, Honduras, and El Salvador. Now, again, what if Mexico are in a situation where they must win those matches? Nobody else is playing in January 27th to February 2nd. Nobody. It's March that they go to. UEFA. That might upset the players if they get blocked from going. Of course. If the manager is going to call Trukey, he's going to want to go. So let's prepare for that, guys. More games means more money. I know, buddy. I know, Pasquale, I know. The thought of losing our spine for five games makes me sick. Vincenzo, again, he says, I don't follow Canada. Napoli, UFC, women, in that order. That's awesome, Vincenzo. I love it. I love that you threw women in there. That's great. I don't follow Canada much. Okay, so you guys are the two. I know so many Napoli fans that are hyped about Canada. We got to ask him. Zach R. Duo, are Napoli fans banned from traveling to Poland for their return fixture? If not, do you think there will be another fight? That's a good question. I wonder what if that has to do with some politics with Poland. I'm not 100% sure. That's a good question, my friend. I wasn't aware of the issue. So let's keep an eye on that, and hopefully I have an answer for you by the next time we come on, which would be post-match for Legia Warsaw on Thursday. So after the game, guys, be sure to check us out here. I'll be on for sure. Fran Valenti, we have more than enough to beat Roma. Should not be afraid of them. I don't think we're afraid of anybody, bro. I'm not even trying to be like this rah-rah Napoli fan. You know what I mean? I don't think we're afraid of anybody, man. I really don't. And I tell you what, I was watching that Juve-Roma game with no, I don't want to say interest, because I'm interested in every game. I am. But no stakes were involved for me. Like, that game could have gone either way, three ways, and I wouldn't give a shit. I mean, Roma, I was happy Juve got the goal, because I have Moise Kean in my Fantacalcio, Fran. You know, and his goal won me the game against Joey Cacavale, you know? So I was happy about that. Ah, Keane, goal, boom. I mean, obviously, I want Keane to score two and then them lose 3-2, but it didn't matter to me. And so in doing that, I was able to watch. And Roma really didn't impress me, bro. I mean, listen, they've played in some impressive games. They look good at times. You know, the game against Sassuolo was nuts. That was one of my favorite Roma games of the season so far. That Sassuolo-Roma game. If you guys have a chance to go look at the highlights, like, you know, Paramount does the extended highlights, check it out, because it was such a game. I mean, I'd watch the whole game, but it was such a great game. Great game. But they showed a lot of character in that game. I didn't see it against Lazio, and Lazio sort of. Lazio played better at the end of the day. But against Juve, they kind of lost it, man. I mean, I don't know. Is Roma for real? Are they really for real? Who knows? You know? Who knows, bro? Everyone in the chat, hit like. Vincenzo, my man, doing my work for me. Yes. Please, everyone, wherever you're watching, go hit like. I got to talk to you guys about Twitter also, by the way. Twitter, there's an issue. We've got some sort of an issue here. Why are Americans always screwing up soccer? It's the North Americans, brother. They just, that's what they do. Am I in the WhatsApp chat called Real Napoli Chat? Yes, I am. I don't post a lot in that chat. No offense to anyone. Just, I kind of skim through it and I barely read it. It's not just that chat too. It's all my WhatsApp chats. You know, aside from like my Far From Vesuvius chats and the Fantacalcio that I'm in, I don't really respond a lot. I'm in there. I make my presence felt every now and then, Michael, but I am in there. Yeah. You'll see me. I'll post after I'm done here. Napoli and Poland can unite over some salsich, right? Some kielbasa. I got to tell you, there was this Polish market across from my house in Yonkers. Oh my goodness gracious. Some of the best kielbasa I've ever had in my life. So good. Pasquale, it looks like it was last year that FIFA let them block players from international matches. I think they have to let them leave now. That would suck really bad. That would suck to have Anguissa, Unas, Koulibaly, Osimhen, and Lozano gone. That would suck. Fran thinks Roma will go stale as usual. I think so too. Mike says it's stupid. Sometimes the guys are great. I love the guys, all of them. But sometimes it goes out of hand and I just don't want to hear it. Listen, guys, I'm 38 years old. I'm not a spring chicken. You guys might think I am. I'm not. I'm an old man with teenage kids and a bedtime. Guys, I played soccer with the kids. Now, a little personal story. I had a really bad car accident the Christmas before COVID. So 2 days before Christmas, 2019, bad car accident, messed up my ankle. I was in an indoor league. I was killing it as a goalkeeper. It was great. I got into this accident. It messed me up. I gained 50 to 70 pounds. I'm so big. I could barely move now. It's bad. You know, I gotta lose the weight. I gotta get back into shape. The ankle still bothers me. So when the kids want to go play soccer, they go, they play. I oversee them. I try to go some drills with them. But this particular day, last Thursday, I really felt like, you know what? Let me give it a shot. Let me give it a go. So I went a little hard. I wasn't wearing cleats. I should have been wearing something better than what I was wearing. But Rocco, my middle son, Rocco, he goes to kick the ball. He goes to pass me the ball. It was a little too wide. So I went out with my left foot to try to grab it, like to try to stop it. But my right foot was planted too far away from my body. So I ended up, instead of stopping the ball, I ended up stepping on the ball. And I went to go try to like plant my foot, my right foot, to like stabilize myself. But I knew it wasn't going to happen because I'm afraid. So it's like, you know, when you go back, it's like these guys with the ACLs or you know, with the broken side. When you go back to playing sports, you're afraid on that, you know, and I'm not fully healed either. So that's another thing. I got to get checked out again. I'm going to get an MRI soon. I might get something done after the holidays, but that's neither here nor there. So I was afraid of planting my right foot to stabilize myself, and I'm telling you, like I did a complete like legs in the air, ass first, back like wrestling bump. It was so bad, cracked every bone in my body. I felt okay. Like the first thing the kids are like, "Oh, daddy, your ankle." My ankle is fine. Like I didn't hurt my ankle, but I fell back onto the grass on. And I got hurt. I got up. I felt good. I was playing a little bit more. I can't run anymore on it. It's bad. I could take a couple of shots with my right foot. That's what I shoot with my right. And I injured my right foot. Like when it comes to that, I can do that a little bit. I can't run for shit. The next day, I felt like I couldn't move. And I had to go to work, which was awful. I mean, work's been so busy for us, man. At the barbershop, we're just moving. Very busy for an October. But I'm telling you, I'm not young like you guys. I don't have all this time on my hands. I don't have all this. I don't have all this agility. You guys are, you know, you're an inspiration to me because you know, you're so fit. You move. You groove. You're young. You're talking about girls and you're talking about this and you're talking. And I'm like this freaking 38-year-old old fart, man, old Napolitan. I'm one of the old guys, dude. I am, you know, born in 83. I mean, I'm 12 in my heart, but I'm also I'm also 38 in my heart. But guys, I really enjoy talking with you guys. You know, even though, you know, I want to thank again Raf Pizzato for joining me from the car. That was really cool of him to come in and help out. I reached out to a couple of you guys to see if you could come co-host with me. Didn't happen, and that's okay. I really enjoy having this open forum with you guys. I really like to – oh, okay, Pasquale, thank you for reminding me, the Twitter deal. I'll talk about that now. But I do, again, want to say thank you guys so much for being involved. So the deal with Twitter is this. We were trying to grow our presence on Twitter. We don't have a lot of followers on Twitter. So please, everybody do me a favor. And whoever's a Napoli fan who might know, hey, did you hear of Raf and Raf? Go give them a follow on Twitter. Raf and Raf. You see it right down here on the scroll. Please encourage everybody to follow on Twitter. Now, that being said, this show goes to three locations. It goes to YouTube, it goes to Facebook Live, and it goes to Twitter, right? Our Twitter runs their live broadcasts, via, Periscope, or at least they used to, or they still do. I don't know what's going on. Cause when you look at it, it says Periscope underneath, it says powered by Periscope or whatever it says. But I heard that they had ended their relationship. Now, ever since the day that they had changed their method by getting rid of Periscope as a tool, we don't see any comments that come up. Like the Twitter notification goes out that we're live, and people might be, you know, commenting on Twitter as we speak. But if you're watching me on Twitter and commenting and I'm not showing your comments and commenting on your comments, it's because I don't see them on my comments. I have a little to the right. I have a little, you know, comment section that I see everybody's comments. I see where they're coming from. You know, everybody so far has been through YouTube, which I appreciate. There's probably one or two from Facebook, but everybody today has been on YouTube. So what I'm trying to say is, guys, please make sure everybody knows to follow us on YouTube, subscribe to us on YouTube, because we're trying to grow that too. You know, yes, we're trying to grow Twitter, but from now on, we're going to really push the YouTube page, because that's one spot that we're never going to lose. And it's one spot where we can all, you know, just interact with each other on YouTube. So please do me a favor. And, you know, if you normally watch on Twitter, watch us on YouTube, follow us, you know, definitely, you know, share our page with anybody that you can. I appreciate it. So that's the deal with Twitter. It's not working the way we want it to. So we're trying to push everybody that used to watch on Twitter over to YouTube page. So there was that. Fran, Forza Napoli Semper, hashtag scary swag. I can't wait till it comes in, because I will have it right in my hands for you guys. And I'll give the critique, the face-to-face critique. Vincenzo on the move, talking about girls. We all know who he's talking about. Fran Valenti. Fran. You know Fran. You guys all know Fran. Thank you, Vincenzo. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. It was super last minute. Super last minute. Like, in the future, if I know I need a co-host, I'll reach out to you guys days in advance, maybe like more like hours and hours in advance. Like maybe half a day in advance. This was so super last minute. Like I decided to come on myself and then was like, oh, maybe I can fish for a co-host. But everybody has lives and I understand that. You know what I mean? But thank you, Vincenzo. I appreciate it. Fran, I could have co-hosted tonight too since it started late. Yes, I did. So Fran, you were one of my inspirations to come on tonight, because I was really kind of pondering it while I was running my errands. And then I saw your message saying, is there a rant tonight? I could catch it. I could catch it live because my classes. But yes, thank you, Fran, for that, because you have inspired me to come on today. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, brother. I get the notification. Pasquale says, I get the notification from Twitter when you're live, but then I jumped on via YouTube. Yes, I want everyone to do that. Take a look at what Pasquale wrote here. I get the notification from Twitter when you're live, but then I jump on via YouTube. Please support us on Twitter, but watch us on YouTube. I love you guys. Ti amo, ti amo. Ti voglio tanto bene. Forza Napoli sempre. Let me get a Forza Napoli in the chat before we go. This will be an hour, right at an hour. I love it. I love it. Give me a Forza Napoli sempre. I'm going to do the same. I'll type it in as I type. Again, don't forget, post-match Legia Warsaw. Then we're going to have a post-match Roma, obviously. I've got some surprise lined up for Roma. I'm going to try to get some guests on here. Scoundrel, you're so late, dude. I'm about to leave. Check us out on the replay, please. Do me a favor. Check us out on the replay. Love you, though, buddy. Appreciate you. Appreciate you. Scoundrel is in the building. Forza Napoli sempre. You dig the late shows. You know, this might have to be something. I'll tell you what, man. I'll tell you what, we go on at 7 o'clock, which I feel is late enough, but Ralph and I usually chat for hours and hours after, and maybe we'll just start going on regularly a little later. I mean, like, guys, if I you know, everybody has lives and jobs and this and that, so, you know, maybe we'll switch it. We'll do a mixed bag of, like, 1 week we'll do 7, 1 week we'll do, you know, 9, who knows, 10, 9:30. A lot of times when we go on a little earlier, it's because we have guests from the UK, and we want to be nice to them and not have them stay up till 2 a.m. their time. You understand? So Chris Estrada is late. You're late even when I went on late, brother. Dang. Oh, man. Vincenzo, I send every rant to my parents and friends. Everyone must share. Oh, dude. I mean, you guys are the best. Pasquale says late shows are better. Thank you, guys. Ciao. Ciao, tutti. I really appreciate you all. Chris, watch the replay. Hit me up on Messenger if you want to talk about something. And I'm not guaranteeing I'll be awake for much longer, but I can definitely answer you tomorrow, Chris. I do see your messages when you bring them in. When I'm not answering, it's because I'm busy. Don't think I'm ignoring you, buddy. I really love your messages. I love your I love how you interact with me. Guys, listen. You can all message me. I'm such an open book. It's incredible. So hit me up on the DM in any way you want to. But guys, I'm out of here. Ciao for now. I'll see you on Thursday after Legia Warsaw. Oh, hey, listen. Check out Far From Vesuvius. It is not a dead product. I work hard on Far From Vesuvius. I have a lot of really good content that I have frenemies. I talk to content creators and fans of teams that we're playing against. I'm struggling to find a Legia Warsaw fan. I think I found one, trying to get a conversation with her, but check it out. I work hard. You know what I'm saying? But I want to also shout out all the other content creators. Napoli Talk Dom, just a phenomenal guy. We love having him on here. I love his shows. They're so insightful. They teach me more things about the game that I thought I knew and didn't know. You know what I mean? And of course, my good buddy, Joe Fischetti. I mean, I never miss a podcast. Always, always a top guy. Always. So shout out to you guys. Shout out to all the Serie A content creators out there. IFTV, I was just texting with Marco not too long ago. He is top notch, guys. Listen, IFTV is not for everybody. It's not everybody's cup of tea. But the guys are phenomenal. Matteo Bonetti and the crew at CBS. Serie A Sit Down, Richard and Frank, my favorite guys of all time. Everybody's great. Calcio guys, Johnny and the crew over there. Just so good. You know, even Six Side Calcio and all those dudes, all the podcasts out there. They're so great. I love them. Give everybody some love, but yes, please follow Far From Vesuvius because we work hard. I work very, very hard on it. Super hard. Great episode pre-Torino on FFV. Actually, Vincenzo, I had been off for a little bit, and then I had been working so hard on the pre-Torino one that I accidentally uploaded the unedited version of my chat with Noah from Torino FC USA and ran home from work to fix it because the only computer I could fix it from was right here. And I had to get home and fix it so that everybody got 44 downloads. So who knows how many of that 44 actually listened to a plain just conversation with nothing else. But fixed it, edited it, got it back going. I appreciate you listening to the episode. I appreciate everybody following and subscribing and everything like that. So go ahead and do that. Hit like, hit subscribe, follow me, follow us, follow Ralph, follow us because we're going places, guys. All right. See you Thursday. I hope to see you all here Thursday after the game. Ciao for now. Forza Napoli sempre.